This is the Dharma talk on 18 August 2016. It was given by Longpo Thongbai Papasaro in Wat Na Luang Monastery in Udon Thani, Thailand. A monk means a person who not involved with anything. And such like family, a house. Because we have the different life from normal people. A person who can keep holy life as a monk with no blemish, with no dirt, with no complaint, and not be a slave of mood and emotion, and not be stupid or worried with the past, future, or the present moment. So that kind of person, we can call he is a heir of the Buddha. A person who can continue Buddha intention. Only this kind of person who can change the world. Change from a nasty world to be a delicate world. Because the Deva, the Brahman, the king or labor, the hungry ghost animal or demon, they are stuck and singing in the circle of the suffering. And they still living in the world called gender. And this kind of gender just covers them all the time. Yeah, just stay in the gender of male and female, that's all. That's why the circle of suffering is very long. That's because of the gender. Even though for the Brahman, they only have one gender. But when they stay in that state, they still attach on the defilement. And they stay in that state for very long time. Therefore, easily be a gender of a monk that can become the Arahant or the Buddha. The other thing cannot happen. So please don't lie yourself because you know it. So there is the question then ask me. How could we end the circle of the suffering? The answer is, if you practice and live in the holy life. In practice of the holy life, if you do it lovely, then you can become a king. But if you do it more, you have the 8 precepts, then you become the emperor. This is the way to practice holy life. But if you have the 8 precepts, and you also practice meditation, then you become the Brahmins that live in the Brahmin world. This is not a perfect holy life yet. This is still shallow practice. For the lowest holy life, at least you will become the Sodaban. And the second level, you will become the Sakitaka. And then the next one is the Pra-Anakami. And finally, you end of gender, end of suffering, you become the Arahant. That's all that they have. And now you see why the problem happened, why the door is shut, why your life is miserable, because you attach on gender. The most annoying is gender. What is the result from that? Just the suffering. Nothing else, just suffering. I want to see if all the beings that the mind has been bound with chain, if they can break the chain, destroy the chain, remove the chain from the mind, and they still walking on the path of holy life. For at least for the lovely one, they will become a king. Yeah, we don't need to talk a lot because it's only one life that we were born. But do you think be a king is happy or not? It's not. There is no happiness for being a king. Because being a king, you have so many things to do, too many burdens to carry. So he cannot be happy. But for being a Brahmin, they have the happiness, but they still sing in the defilement. And for the Deva, they are also happy, but they drown it under the craving. But for a human, they are happy, but they enjoy and stay in the sensual desire. But for the being in hell, they're happy, but happy by the fire burning. So you better tear them apart. Don't stay in the birth and becoming. Have you ever tried to bleach and wash your mind? Take a look. How much the dirt in your mind? You can see every day you wash your clothes and see the dirt stay on that. But how about your mind? Your mind have been living so many days, many nights, and never washed. Could you see how many dirt in there? And how many times did you clean and clear and wash your mind? Take a look, is this clean or not? So who know about this? It's nothing, no one know about this. So which means you are get drunk and lost in the dirt in your mind. But a person who consume the brightness and purity, which means this person depart from the darkness. They are the real sage for 100% because they don't get drunk with the dirt. They are not the normal anymore. But they love to stay in purity because they're searching for nothing else. Because it is enough. They think stay in this purity is enough, is the end. So it's like what the Buddha is teaching. And he says, all the knowledge, if that kind of knowledge is not clean, is not clear, is not purified, so that kind of knowledge is a raw knowledge. And this raw knowledge never get clean. It's never get clean by the liberation. That's why this world, they kill each other. They steal each other. They offend each other. They lie to each other. And they get drunk and lost because they have the raw knowledge inside the mind. Kill them, steal them, hurt them, curse them, and consume them. That means they don't have the five precepts. This is a raw knowledge that they have. Form, formless, sensual desire. They are the raw knowledge. Even you extend your tongue for many miles and talk about this knowledge, but that will still be a raw knowledge. Exactly. When you die and birth for a million years and your bone is piled up like the mountain, but still have the raw knowledge as the same. So that's why somebody asked me, what is kind of knowledge which is not raw? So the Buddha wisdom has answer. He answered that the knowledge that can clean, clear and purify the mind, make the mind have liberation. So that kind of knowledge is not a raw knowledge. So therefore, we don't have the doubt and question with the world and the Dharma. All the knowledge that happened in this world, they are all raw, because it happened from sensual desire. No religion can defeat the sensual desire except the Buddhist. He's only the slave of sensual desire. That's why I want to ask the leader, which means the mind. Because the mind have the consciousness, and the mind can know. But in the knowledge that the mind keep knowing all the time, is only the raw knowledge. And that's why this becomes a weak point for all beings. But if they have chance to ordain to be a monk and practice, then they start to have the eyes arise inside, because it destroys the gender. The law knowledge, we call this knowledge, cannot make the mind liberation. And the second point is love. Love that happened in this world happened to human and animal. But actually, this love is ugly, because this love always brings suffering to them. You can say that this is the love of death. Or even though they think they have intelligence, they're smart and got the wisdom, but this wisdom is the wisdom of death. It's piercing inside, it's hurting inside. It's dark and it's shut closed in front and behind, no way to go out, and no light, because it's not the liberation of wisdom. So therefore, this love is the love of death. It don't give the happiness to male or female, because this love happened from craving. But if you have the wisdom liberation, you will be happy. Even though the little worm, if they have the wisdom liberation, it will be very happy, because it's free from craving. And the third point is about the intelligence of this world, which is evil, is fake, is deceived. But this intelligence is bullish. It has knowledge, but it doesn't have liberation inside. So that's why it's become the evil knowledge. It's a fake knowledge. And this knowledge destroys the beautiful world, destroys the beautiful sky, the clean water, the pure ocean, the big mountain or forest got destroyed because of this kind of knowledge. So please think about this in this life, that we have the knowledge, but if this knowledge is a raw knowledge, because it's covered by ignorance and delusion, and no liberation inside. So if you have this kind of knowledge, don't think that you are a smart person. It's not like that. And the second point is love. The love which is evil and beastly. It's happened because of knowledge that arises from the craving. And no wisdom liberation defeat them. Nothing can cut or destroy the chain of this. But in fact, it increases more power of the desire in craving. So this is really ugly love that we have in this life. Yes, you have wisdom, but your wisdom is cooperate and serve the craving. It's not the knowledge that stay higher than the craving. Wherever you have this kind of love, it become a threat. And the third point is the intelligence that we have in this world. It's a bullish intelligence. Because this intelligence is only want to consume lust, consume sensual desire, and consume defilement, and consume lust. And it's not this passion, it's not the insight, it's not liberation. Everyone consumed it, loved it, since the Brahman world until the hell. Because they love to stay in the lust of form, or lust in formless, and they enjoy lust. And now you see, you are in the system of suffering. How could you not be suffer? Because now you have the suffering cover already. Even though your five aggregates, it has the suffering, because it's covered by the craving. But for ordained to be a monk, which means you leave the gender. And then you start to have the eye to see something. You start to walk out and come out alone by yourself. And then your mind start to walk on the path of holy life, which means the path to sacrifice everything. In Pali word, we call Nekhamma. When you start to have this in the mind will have the thought of sacrifice and have the perception of the sacrifice. Then you can say you have a purified heart, because this will make you have the mind liberation later. No twist, no shame, and not too long. If we talking about the speed of mind, there is no powerful mind than the mind that know, just know. And this know has liberated from delusion already. So therefore today I want to clean and wash the delusion from your mind. Remove them from your heart. Terminate them, because it's covered your mind for a long time. Open the closest thing and turn up everything. This is only the Buddha who can do that. It's not about the Brahmin or Deva. They cannot do that because they don't have the knowledge like this, the liberation one. So therefore, for the normal people, they cannot talk about this. They don't know how to teach about this. Except they change the gender to practice in a holy life. So you can make the deadline. The way to clean and clear the delusion from the mind. That's why I separate to practice in the group. And I want them to know, since the first breathing that they breathe in, until the last breath that they breathe out. Because if the delusion come, it destroy the know that you have. But the moment that you know, it destroy the delusion. So how could we watch them and bleach them? And then it could become the base Dharma or the immortal Dharma, or become the mind liberation. Because I don't want you get lost with the fake knowledge that you have. Because if the knowledge arise from the normal people, it still be the fake knowledge. Yes, you will be the same person as the person that you choose to be friend. And the tree still be the same tree when you plant. It cannot change. So normally, know and get lost that the Buddha have explained in the Pali word. He said, Dhamma chakkhung uthapatthi, the eye of Dhamma arise. Where it is happen, if you plant the seed on the rock, you think this is work or could be the tree grow up from that? It's no way. So therefore, it's the same thing. The eye of Dhamma will arise. If you start to walk out and depart from the sensual desire, if you never walk out from the sensual desire, so no chance, don't dream about this. That knowledge cannot be arise. Yanang uthapati, banya uthapati, the knowledge arise, the wisdom arise. It could not happen if you don't walk out or come out from the sensual desire. So therefore, clean and bleach the mind from ignorance or delusion. It starts from walk out and come out from sensual desire, because it's not the duty for a monk to consume it or take it. So therefore, the Buddha said, ordained to be a monk, you will never touch and you will cut, you will destroy, you will terminate, you will remove the sensual desire and self. Yes, sensual desire and self, you need to destroy all of them. Because in shallow or profound, it's just the sensual desire and the self. So if you are ordained to be a monk, the moment that you don't consume the sensual desire, the moment that you don't take them, then you will see that moment the mind starts to defeat and destroy the chain. Start from the one chain to the other chain. Just keep moving like this. And then the cell will start to remove and disappear. So this is called Nekkhamma Vitto, or the thought to sacrifice. Can you think about this and do this? Sacrifice cell and walk out from the sensual desire. Yeah, and you set the perception that I want to come out from this. I want to go out from this. You set the goal. Yes, when you remove the craziness of sensual desire, then your mind is free from all sin. So don't dream to compete or compare with the mind that free from lust and sensual desire already. It's no chance to do that. Because for being normal people, their mind cannot compare to the purified mind like that. So you use the gun, use the hammer to plow it, but no way to defeat it, because it's not the right knowledge. There's only one way to defeat it, is the knowledge arise, the wisdom arise, the insight arise, and the brightness arises in the mind. So you think you have some knowledge before, you study before, you have the good education before, so don't dream about this. It's not about the different world, but actually, it's not the way to go. If a person who can sacrifice, and they walk in the middle path or Majjhima Patipatthā, so that moment, you will have the taste of the liberation, and then the suffering will fall down. Just keep fall down since the first step that you walk on the middle path. Just the liberation of the mind will start to happen. In Pali word, we call the Jeto Vimut. It happened because you start to have the Nekkhamma, or the sacrifice, or the Nekkhamma Sanya, or the perception to sacrifice. And this will make you become a perfect monk. A perfect monk who don't have the sensual desire, the sensual desire enjoyment, lust, or craving. So be a perfect monk is in this point. And the mind will have the liberation from this point. And end of delusion is in this point. And nothing else more than this. When you can remove the taste of sensual desire, all of them you move out from your mind, then you will see your mind is very powerful. Because in the past, you have the knowledge, which is the raw knowledge. And then this raw knowledge will change to be the extinct knowledge. It's no more raw, but it's become the extinct. Yes, no suffering and extinct the craving. That's why the Buddha happened in this world. And he opened the eyes for us.